We're back here on Giants.com with the draft approaching just a little bit more than a month away. Giants.com is keeping track of all those mock drafts out there to see what the experts are predicting the Giants will do when the draft comes at the end of April. Joined by Lance Metal, I am John Schmelk. And Lance, a lot of different names out there, and one common theme, a lot of these experts are changing their pick for the Giants week to week. A lot of guys that are changing and a lot of different selections. It really seems to be up in the air.
Well, John, this is what happens when you have the combine, then you go to the pro day. Opinions change. They alter. I mean, this is not necessarily any different from any previous year in which they evaluate these young prospects. But I think what you pointed out, John, is important. The most of these experts are fluctuating in terms of where they think the Giants are going to go with that number 10th overall pick. And actually, if you look at the latest mock draft, just one player was picked twice among all the experts.
And that's Laquon Treadwell. Let's start there. This is the first time I believe he's appeared in our mock drafts. Wiley considers the best wide receiver on the board.
Yeah, he certainly has stood out from the rest of the pack. This is not considered a very deep wide receiver group in the draft, so Treadwell certainly has the most versatility. I also think he brings size to the table, which would obviously make sense for the Giants if they want that complementary outside piece.
Pair of tackles mentioned as well, Jack Conklin from Michigan State and Ronnie Stanley from Notre Dame.
Yeah, Stanley would be a perimeter right tackle who I think obviously could provide some more youth to this Giants mixture. He's been receiving a lot of chatter. I think his stock has actually rose if you go back to where he was situated at the beginning of the draft. So that's certainly one player to watch. The other one who you mentioned out of Michigan State.
No question about it. Then the top corner, or at least the player most people consider the top corner on the board, Vernon Hargreaves in the mix now as well.
Yeah, and Hargreaves, when you look at him on paper and even on film, he's only 5'10", John, so he's rather small, but he's been proven that he can go out there, line up on the outside. He can be also utilized on the inside. He just had his pro day. Florida had their most recent pro day. He really made a name for himself taking part of all the drills and also building off of some of the schemes and so forth that he showcased at the combine.
And finally, two players that remain from past mock draft, Shaq Lawson and Ezekiel Elliott. Giant fans very familiar with them. Go to Giants.com/mock draft. We keep track of them for you. We make it easy. One location, see who the experts are saying the Giants will pick in April's draft. For Lance Metal, I'm John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.